Right, here at Georgia Tech Volleyball. Coach, how have the practices been going? You've been in your preseason camp for a few weeks now. How are things with the team?
Going really well. I mean, we're being able to progress the level of the things that we're asking of them every day. We're getting closer and closer to game time, so we're working on the details, making sure that we are in sync with everything. Everybody's on the same page and we understand why we're doing certain things. And really just taking advantage of lots of reps and being able to get as ready as we can for Friday.
You're hosting a tournament this year. I'm sure you're used to going to tournaments and handling that type of stuff. It's a little bit different hosting a tournament, having to deal with the three or four other teams that are here. And does that affect your personal preparations as far as your team goes?
I mean, it's great having a tournament at home. We are very fortunate here at Georgia Tech that we have a lot of support staff and a lot of people helping us behind the scenes make this happen. So we're kind of, this is kind of the least of our worries, you know, is they're working hard to help us provide those teams a good experience and then provide our players a good experience, a chance to start the season at home. So we're very, very grateful of the support that we have from facilities to everybody else, and Lauren and her team, so the sports information side of it, and everybody just really helps us kind of really just focus on volleyball and focus on the team and what we need to do to be successful. And they just kind of run the show, so we're very lucky.
Focusing on the court, your two matches on Friday and Saturday, you have an early match, the first match, I believe, and then the last match. Does that affect anything as far as recovery? Are you able to kind of make adjustments in between the matches and look at what the other opponents did? Because I'm pretty sure they're playing before there as well. How does that process kind of work?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first tournament for everybody, so we really, you know, we know a little bit about every team, but we really won't know for sure what they're doing or their tendencies until we get to watch them. And even so, it's kind of how it's their first tournament too. So I mean, they're going to be testing things out. They're going to be working on some things, and they're probably going to be getting better and better every match that they play. But the cool thing is everybody will have a chance to watch everybody play and you know, scout them and prepare for them to the best of their abilities. And so it's an interesting environment. It's fun, but it's definitely going to take some quick adjustment from our team. I mean, we're going to have to. Those are four very different teams, and we're going to have to adapt and make sure that we're doing the things that are necessary to beat each team and executing them.
You open
when we play them.
Sure, sorry there. You open up with Siena and Coastal Carolina. What do those teams kind of bring? Just maybe a one or two sentence description of kind of what their style
is.
Both
of those teams, they won their conferences last year. They made it to the NCAA tournament last year. Siena, it's returning a couple key players, and so is Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina returns the freshman of the year of their conference, and who was also the player of the year of their conference. Those teams are used to winning, to being successful, not being very successful in their conferences and going postseason. So for us, it's definitely going to be a very big challenge here. UT Martin and the Citadel, they both have new head coaches, so I know that their players are going to be wanting to show those coaches what they bring to the team and what they're capable of doing. So I think they're going to be very motivated for this first tournament and a chance to play for their new coach and, you know, play in a great environment here at O'Keefe and want to beat Georgia Tech. So, I mean, we got to be prepared for everything.
What are one or two things you're working to get a little bit better at that you're trying to improve as a team now that you've seen them on the court?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we right now are working on is just our communication, being able to make sure that we're looking at the right things when we're on defense, when we are in serve receive, that we're talking about the other side of the net, and really trying to make the game easier for ourselves on our side. So just anticipating some things, making sure that we're talking about tendencies and things that we will find in teams, and that it's kind of helping our brain just kind of engaged and be prepared for the situations that can happen.